Hello there! Welcome to the International Business Podcast. I'm your host, Leonardo Marra, but let's make it simple and just call me Leo. In this podcast, I share my experiences and interview international professionals to draw lessons from the real-life stories. Coming up on today's episode.
How many people you can have in a company with these exceptional characteristics in terms of technical skills or soft skills? If you applied for a position and you started the process, please don't ask the same recruiter about another position in the company.
Barbara has been working over 10 years as a recruiter, sourcing and placing people in the creative industries. Is a CV enough to understand if a candidate will succeed? What are the necessary skills to work in education? You can find more about Barbara in the show notes, including her LinkedIn profile. Now, let's get to it. Hi, Barbara. I'm glad to have you on. Welcome to the International Business Podcast.
Hi, Leonardo. Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
I have a straightforward question, Barbara. Why would you define yourself as an international professional?
The fourth question is an introspective question. The other questions are along the same line.
Even harder.
I'm joking. In my opinion, Leonardo, to define themselves as an international professional means thinking at the global level and manage challenges considering a global market. I'm working in an international company and I'm connected every day with my colleagues that are in Italy, that are in UK, in France, and also in Asia.
And what makes the education industry an interesting area of business? What are the career opportunities?
The education system is a big machine where people take part in starting their education choice until their professional choice. What makes the education system an interesting area of business? The education is not optional. Education system is charming industry where career opportunities are several. It's always an innovative environment.
You have over a decade of experience recruiting talent all over the world within the education system. And I would like to tell us a little bit more about how it works exactly. What is the typical recruitment process and what do you like of it?
In the education system, a recruiting process includes staff research, faculty team research, in collaboration with academics, and like many companies, the education industry works on a succession plan program at an international level. Obviously, that it's not easy in this critical period. Education system has an offstage where processes, regulations, and strategies are defined, where the business is managed considering education ethic aspects and the identity of the different countries, always in terms of communication. Therefore, you have to recruit in both technical profiles and profiles don't come from the education system. It's important to understand the culture of the brand that you manage through ADV, social media, digital marketing, customer service activities, and so on, and to create the brand awareness, quality, and strength. Also, the faculty staff is large and interesting. Through the system of education offer, you create a network of professional people interested to teach. Also, students at the end of their education period could be a teacher through specific training. For this reason, I think that the education system is a circle of life.
Observational skills, Barbara. This is a sentence very much often used and probably abused. But why is this skill important? What's your take on it?
It isn't so easy to recruit people, Leonardo, you know? You have to evaluate company needs, personality of people work in different departments. A recruiter cannot identify the technicality of potential candidates, but has to have the observational skills supported by the line manager, knowing the strategy of the company. Observational skills means that you can't have prejudice, and this is a good start for and a healthy recruitment. Obviously, on the opposite side, you have to meet a candidate, first of all, willing to understand the role and the recruitment process. The profile has to be a good merge between professional experience and the ability to be a part of the company. Not always it happens. By recruiter side, a curriculum vitae is only a guideline. When you're recruiting somebody, we have to consider a lot of factors. Example, when you're living in a critical historic period, where a lot of companies cannot guarantee a permanent contract, where a lot of companies manage intern profiles in the worst way, where each country or region has different markets and opportunities. I don't like to focus only on education background in terms of grades. People for me are much more.
Another abused word in the, let's say, within the recruitment circles is the word talent. And I guess you're searching for talent every single day, Barbara. What is talent? And even more importantly, can you find it?
Absolutely, yes. Please do not misunderstand me. Have a talent, it means to have something innate, has musicality, creativity. It is something of extraordinary. How many people you can have in a company with this exceptional characteristic in terms of technical skills or soft skills? Sometimes you have technical skills, but you don't have the softer one or vice versa. Probably in the companies are talking about people that are very smart and with logical thinking more than others. People who understand the business and make decisions faster, and they consider all aspects of the business, people with more desire to grow than others. The average of the people in the company can have the opportunity to develop their successes. This is generally a result of the good job done, but also the luck to meet a right mentor.
And what are the challenges of combining, let's say, a person's culture with the company culture? So how do you fit? How do you match what the company wants with what a maybe candidate offers? And since you source candidates globally, do you think is it more difficult compared to hire locally?
Okay, Leonardo, first of all, it's important to be attractive and to have similar targets. The knowledge of company culture and the knowledge of the strategies makes easier the recruiting, also when it's a global level, about how also when you believe in the industry where you work.
Regardless of the industry, so this doesn't apply, let's say, only to the education industry. From a recruiter's point of view, what are the three most important things a candidate should do during the recruitment process? And what about three things that the candidate should avoid?
First of all, answering to the questions, listening and not interpreting. Second one, to be honest during the recruiting process, especially when you are in the shortlist. Remind that world is very small. The recruiting process is an interaction between two people. Please remind, don't spend a lot of time details if they are not requested. About three things to avoid if you applied for a position and you started the process, please don't ask the same recruiter about another position in the company. How I told you before, don't push for a reply to your recruiting process. A serious recruiter gives you an update when it is time to do it. And the last one, you have to know always your remuneration pack. It means to know your base salary, if you have a variable, which kind of contract do you have, which is your level, and so on.
I would like to stress a moment the, let's say, the first thing that you said candidates should avoid. So for all those who are listening now, if you applied, if you're going to apply for a position, do not contact the same recruiter inquiring about another position. I think this is a very valuable advice that Barbara provided to the audience. And Barbara, I've got one final question I ask everyone who comes on the show. Tell us about one memorable moment from your international career. And this could be a funny, a successful, or even a catastrophic episode. Your pick.
The best question, because I want to choose the funniest. It was a Skype interview, international, no more information. The candidate was in a bedroom. The camera was on. We started and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. I suddenly noticed the door on the bedroom was open, and then a man in underwear came in. He gestured silence, and he doesn't care about the webcam on. Okay, now maybe it's clear that the candidate was a girl. Her face was of different colors, white, red, but also black. So funny, but obviously she was also angry. That was her opportunity and maybe blew up the chance of the girl. Do you remember Leonardo Professor Kelly connected with the BBC when all of a sudden his sons come into the room screaming?
That was a nice video. Yes, I remember that.
The gag was the same.
And Barbara, tell us the truth. Did you hire this person in the end or not?
Yes, yes. I hired her.
So the man that was in underwear must have been very handsome.
Yes.
And Barbara, before we go, I would like to wrap this up by asking you who should connect with you and tell us a bit more about your current role.
People that connected with me should be people interested in education system. I'm responsible for recruiting and development at group level in Istituto Marangoni. I collaborate also with my colleagues of the HR at different countries. Istituto Marangoni is one of the most important schools in fashion design and art. We have branches in Italy, France, UK, and in Asia. And my role is recruiting international candidates, collaborating with all our branches.
Barbara, I want to thank you for your insights. Thank you for joining us on the International Business Podcast.
Thank you so much, Leonardo, and it's been lovely to speak with you.
Subscribe today to listen to more international business stories, guests coming on the show every Monday. Do not forget to connect with me on LinkedIn. You can find the link in the show notes. I'll speak with you again on the next episode.